you ever pooped a balloon?
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C. Morgan.
And I'm Kovac.
I played so much of that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is.
Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I listen to the show if this long. You know this, I don't give a fuck.
Ludicrous kill.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio 118. I'm C4.
And I'm Kovar.
And it is April 30th, 2006. Our website is hwhq.com. You can join us in IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is Pound Gamer. And the email is c4.gameradio@gmail.com. Speaking of which, we get to go right into the email because they lead us to our grand topic that we get to make lots and lots and lots of fun of for the whole rest of, like, probably years to come. Possibly. Unless the mystery has been debunked. By yours truly. We have done some investigative journalism today. We worked really hard. We slaved over pages and pages. Didn't sleep. We got this down. Anyway. So, the first email comes from Nightfall Gemini. It's clarification about EVE Online here. And we went on last couple shows talking about EVE Online because we have absolutely no fucking clue how it works, apparently, and everybody's kind of pointed that out to us. And Nightfall Gemini writes here, it says, what he meant by not actively piloting your ship is your character is the capsule, Jovian Wetgrave as he's called in the story. The skills get uploaded to your head, more or less. On the other hand, this means that your pod gets popped. That's it. You get resurrected in a clone, and if you don't keep your clone upgraded, well, you lose skill points. Which means if you don't have a clone to hold 4 million SP, and you have 4 million, you'll lose days of training time. Also, the skills level, whether you're online or not. Also, from what I've heard, Minmatar is literally Icelandic for underdog, which fits them perfectly.
Do we remember who exactly he is?
No, because we got quite a few emails about EVE Online, and pretty much I can't remember shit about it now, and I was supposed to play, and it's like, you know, we even had somebody link us directly to the 14-day trial, and I never got around to it, because I got sucked into other worlds, you know, doing other crap.
I signed in, I logged in, I played for, like, a handful of minutes. It seems like a cool idea. I didn't get around to really getting into it, and then other stuff came up, and I haven't really had a chance to go back.
We're a bunch of noobs. Basically, yeah. I'll never play it. I know I won't. I have no real interest in it, you know. It's just interesting to talk about it. Most of the games we talk about, I won't really ever play. You know, most of this crazy shit that sucks anyway. But games like that definitely have their market. There's 23,000-plus players playing it, you know. I mean, we know that many's been on at one time before. So we have another email about Final Fantasy VII, well, it says FF7. Was it called that? I think it was just Final Fantasy Advent Children, right?
Yeah.
The movie? Yeah, I don't remember. It's from Air. Greetings from Air. C4, Kobar, and Wolf, if you're there. He actually didn't make it. Who knows? He magically disappears on recording day. And so I don't know what to say about that. I write to you today about Final Fantasy VII Advent Children. Before I get to the review, I want to stop at the purchase. When I picked up the FF... See, now he writes just Final Fantasy Advent Children box, and attached to its side was Final Fantasy Spirits Within. I thought something was wrong. But no, they are selling both the price of any other movie. Well, that's kind of cool. You can just pick up both of them for...
I only got the Advent Children.
Oh, really? I wonder where he picked it up at then. That's kind of a deal then. Two movies for the price of one. One you might not like, and one that's new and a lot better. The other note before the movie is that I have not and cannot play Final Fantasy VII for the PlayStation. It's just not possible. I have tried and failed at least 5 different times. This leaves me with very limited background knowledge of the world and characters. On to the movie. Things start off with a nice pace. Not much time is wasted filling in the past. The action doesn't stop except for a few spots of dialogue. I don't really want to get into the story for two reasons. One, 99% of the listeners, that leaves just me. That actually leaves about 5 people, have already seen this film when it was released in Japanese. B, I don't want to ruin the story since you can now understand and follow it without getting a headache. I hate reading just as much as the rest of you. 3, it is currently... Did he just do B and then Well, he's fucked me all up now. He said two reasons, and then he said, like, one reason, then B, and then three. It is currently 3:13 a.m. on a Thursday, and I shouldn't be writing at all. Since I'm not getting into the story, I will say this. The visuals are top-notch. The voice dubbing, I thought, was 9 out of 10. You really have to be paying attention to notice that it is actually dubbed. The audio, as with all Square projects, is the best there is. Being a two-disc set, it comes with a load of special features. After watching the making-of piece, I really understand the gap they filled. I really did enjoy watching it. Right now, just thinking about it, I want to watch it again, although I am sure that it's just because I'm a Square whore. This is one of the few films I paid hard-earned money for, and I don't feel bad. I see myself turning this on as background noise as I play games for a long time to come. Using the rating system of I paid $22.50, that was plus tax, for AC and Spirits Within, I think it is worth at least $20. If you are a die-hard Final Fantasy VII hater like C4, then I would probably say rent it. Enough for me, back to my current home of Guild Wars. Air out.
Yeah, I also have tried and failed many times to play Final Fantasy VII. I never get past the first disc before I just get bored. But the story is only marginally about Final Fantasy VII, I think. I mean, like, sure, it's got the whole Geneva thing, and the bad guys are from that, and it's got all the characters and whatnot, but I don't think you really need to have played Final Fantasy VII to get the most out of the storyline. And I really thought it was really good. The story is also very, like, not very in-depth or a lot. Like you said, most of it is action. It's really an action.
Oh, okay.
It's really an action movie. It's all about the crazy fighting and, like, wire-foos type stuff that they can't do in real life.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Super cool, like, camera angles, and they're, like, jumping off of speeding motorcycles and all kinds of
nice,
really nifty stuff. Really.
And we all know that Square does that really well. No matter how good or bad they games may be in one's own eyes, I think their video is just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like, even in the games, I can't stand the games, but the video is pretty amazing, even if it's stupid,
mm-hmm.
even if it's dumb. You know, it's still really nice looking and really well put together and very nicely done. Even the intro for Final Fantasy XI, the online one, which has been a couple years back now, I loved it. It was really, really cool.
The sound was out of sync.
Yeah. Was it on mine?
I don't know. It was on mine, no matter how many times I reinstalled it.
Huh. I don't think I had that problem, because I'm pretty sure I just sat there with my jaw open while I was drooling, going, oh my god. Yeah. Well, okay, we have another email here. This is, he didn't put a handle on there, so we'll just say Chris. Let's see, hey C4 and Cobra. Just started listening to your podcast. Oh my god, podcast. There's that word I love so much. Podcast. We need to come up with something else for it, like netcast or something. I actually stayed awake quite late for the last couple days this week trying to come up with something cool, and I just can't do it. Anyway, I just started listening to your podcast recently, around the time of episode 115, I think. And in one of the episodes, you mentioned that you like anime-style art for RPGs. That got me thinking about the MMO Ragnarok Online. It is http://iro.ragnarokonline.com, and know how you might like that. I never really got into MMOs, so I didn't end up playing much of the demo, but some of my friends, who like you have given up on World of Warcraft and EverQuest, are absolutely hooked on that game. I was also reading today that in the June issue of Computer Games Magazine, they will have an exclusive code which will guarantee you a spot on the Vanguard beta. Figured that while I am... Wait, I gotta read that again. What? I was also reading today that in the June issue of Computer Games Magazine, they will have an exclusive code which will guarantee you a spot on the Vanguard beta. One more time. No.
It's only for the open beta. Like the stress test.
Do we know when that is even yet?
No, they have no idea.
Oh, okay. Damn, because I want to check that out. Figured while I am on the MMO topic, I might as well mention it. Now, about Oblivion, from my experience, it seems like you are right about the interface being tailored for the 360. I bought it for the 360, and I absolutely love it. No problems at all with the interface. I have, however, noticed the issue where I spent 5 levels beefing up my skills other than Blade, Blunt, and Hand-to-Hand. All of a sudden, I go into a cave and I start getting owned because the monsters have leveled their attacks while I was out-leveling. Restoration, Alchemy, and Destruction. Oh, that was like all one sentence. But other than that one issue with the game, I am having an absolutely great time playing this game. I should mention that this is the first Elder Scrolls game that I've played. Lastly, I just picked up Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, and I thought it was really good. Granted, I will admit that I am a Final Fantasy whore, and so I might slightly be biased in my assessment of the movie. I was wondering if you guys had seen it and what you thought. Well, that's all. Keep up the great podcast. I actually haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it for you.
I got to check that out because it's like, you know, one of those big things. And basically, game movies generally suck ass, and this must be pretty damn good.
But this is also a game movie made by game developers.
That's true.
So was,
and it's all CG.
So was Spirits Within.
Now, see, I liked that. I thought that was a pretty solid movie. But again, I was only seeing, you know, like the visuals of it. I watched it and I thought, wow, that looked amazing. It was a fairly solid story. I mean, you know, it started at a point and finished at a point. And
the story was okay, but it was like all just sci-fi. It had absolutely nothing to do with Final Fantasy whatsoever.
Hey, you know, whatever.
Where were the guys with swords? Where was the white mage? Where was...
Right, yeah, that would have been really, really fucking cool to see. Did they have that in Advent Children?
More or less.
You're not sure? Oh, wait, have you seen the new one? Like, have you seen the U.S. version?
I've seen, like, the first half of,
okay.
The U.S. version.
So more or less, they had the classes and whatnot in there?
But it's the same thing, just translated.
Right, but the translation was done by a fan, so we don't know how accurate that was.
Right.
I could do that and make it my own story and have it more interesting than Spirits Within, I'm sure.
No, it's mostly cloud fighting and just sword play.
Ugh.
But
the most homoerotic of all Square characters.
But it's a lot of fun, and yeah, there's some use of, like, materia and stuff, mostly by the bad guys.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Okay, that's pretty cool. Did you get to see any of the summons or anything cool?
They fight Bahamut.
Oh, whoa. See, that's cool. Now, okay, I see what... Okay, if this is what everybody's problem with Spirits Within was, I could give them that. I just kind of walked into it as, like... Well, whatever. It's Final Fantasy. None of them seem to be attached in any way, shape, or form.
Well, sure. There's an overall theme to the world. The whole...
Materia.
The whole... Well, no. Materia's only in 7.
What the hell did I have in 6?
Yeah, those
little gem things? What the hell were they called?
They were called something else. And they were like trapped souls or something, weren't they?
Well, they had... Each one was like, you know, you had Ifrit, Bahamut, and yada, yada, yada. And there was a pile of them. But, like, there was no white mage. You just have the thief-type dude and the gambler guy, you know. I don't know what their names were because I made it my own guys, like Locke and whatever. Money. That was my gambler dude, you know. So I don't
but
know.
No,
that was my favorite one.
The tying themes are like, well, chocobos. But
oh, okay.
There's also, like, every one of them has...
Like the tech and the sorcery type
right.
stuff? Okay.
And some of them are a little more tech and some of them are a little more
right.
fantasy.
Right,
but
right.
they always have both.
Okay. All right. Well, I gotta see it anyway, so just, yeah, bring it for me and I'll definitely watch that. Wait, we had the Kingdom Hearts 2 review from Covance, which blows because I forgot to do it last show. I was gonna read this last show, and remember I set it aside and said, we'll read it when you do your
right.
Kingdom Hearts 2. That's why I forgot it, so I feel really bad, to Covance here, because he sent us we've had this for over a week now. Hey, C4, Kobar, and other hosts, it's been a long while since I chatted with you guys or even had time to listen to recent episodes. I'm about 10 or so episodes behind at the moment. Real life sometimes sucks. I got Kingdom Hearts the day it was released and beat it about 2 weeks later. I have the first one and was very much anticipating this one. Warning, spoiler alerts to those who haven't played it yet. Uh-oh. I'm going to have to try to scan ahead as I read here, then I don't want to drop too much. So the game starts out as some guy... And you have to play him with mini missions for about 4 hours before you actually play the game. It's not too bad except for the fact 30 to 40% of the time is video. What the hell happened to gameplay? At least in the first one of the video scenes didn't take over a lot of the game. Even after the game truly starts, there is tons of video. I would say overall, video is about 40% of the total gameplay I had when I beat the game. Too much video. And compared to the first Kingdom Hearts, the gameplay is extremely simple. All you had to do was target and hit the button. The last game was like this too, but not to the easy magnitude to which number two made it. The other members of your party did a lot of work for you as well, and there is a lot of auto and action commands. The command would come up, and you had to hit the triangle button. Some bosses would require you just wait for an action command and then follow the commands. You didn't have to figure out how to beat the boss because the information on how to beat him would scroll across the top of the screens. And the final boss, he pretty much sat in it. Oh, okay, this is probably the part that we should... Well, this isn't really a strategy or anything, it sounds like, for this game. And the final boss, he pretty much sat in a chair while you and Riku wailed on him until his energy bar was gone. Then more command action stuff. All in all, the game took about 36 hours total for me to beat. Final Fantasy 7 took more than 50. What happened to my gameplay? There wasn't even that much video in Final Fantasy 7 either, just a lot of gameplay. Well, maybe I'll hear you read this when I catch up on the previous episodes. Thanks for putting this kind of show out there, and keep going. Keep gaming. From Covance.
First of all, it sounds like you played on normal instead of proud. That's a problem.
Okay. You know, I spoke to a buddy of mine about this, too, actually, and he said that he was playing on hard.
Proud.
And I, right, and I said, proud, and he goes, yeah, whatever it's called. And he said it was dead simple still. And I said, doesn't it make it, like, you know, considerably harder? And he said, no. He said, it's just worthless. Now, granted, this guy sits at home and plays games for 12 hours a day.
Okay, well.
At least.
You go from an enemy hitting you for, like, a tiny little sliver of your HP to hitting you for 3/4 your HP.
What the fuck?
It forces you to really use more of your, like, evasion abilities. And, like, on normal mode, you literally sit there and tap X. And you can't lose.
But you can, like, dodge and shit, though?
Yeah, well, if you have the special abilities in your AP bonus, you pick which ones you want. Like, there's some where if you get hit, you can, and you knocked in the air, you can, like, bring yourself back down instead of going all the way.
Oh, okay.
So if someone, like, knocks you up in the air to do something else to you, you can, like, interrupt that. This sort of thing. And there's also, like, blocking. Like, if you time it just right, you can hit square and block their ability.
Huh.
And it definitely forces you to do that stuff more, because normal mode, literally, you can sit there. Like, I could probably, like the IGN review said, put the controller on the table and repeatedly tap X and talk to someone while out without looking at the screen.
Right. Jeez. That's terrible.
Hard mode is not quite like that.
Right. Well, it makes me want to play the first one, though, because it almost sounds like it was the better game.
Right.
You know, so, which I have. I've said it a million times.
It's true. I started on normal and then switched to proud.
Uh-huh. And so like mid-game you switched? Or oh, no, you had to do the same part over again.
Right.
Okay.
And so I did the first part that he was talking about over again. First time it took me 5 hours. The second time it was like 28 minutes because I skipped all the video.
Oh. Holy shit.
The rest of the game's not quite, because the first part is like more like
lots of setup,
catching,
I'm sure,
well, catching people up that didn't play the first one.
Yeah, I would imagine, right. Like, you know, when you read a book, like, it seems like the first like three chapters are all fucking, you know, reading what you just read.
Right.
I get pissed about that, but you need it. I guess it's necessary. Right, okay, now, we got two emails here on the same topic. One of them's really short, so I'm going to read that one first. It is from Doom. Nintendo's Wii, the stupidest name ever. What an enormous load of bullshit. First, we get the Xbox... See, I like words like this. The Xbox 3 motherfucking 60, and now the Nintendo Wii. As much as I hate Sony, they have by far the most agreeable name of all the next-gen consoles. Has Nintendo gone mad? And the next email's from Fighter17. Hey kids, you want to play Wii today? Tonight, guys, I'm going to play my Wii. The name for Nintendo's new system is horrible. The Japanese might get it since II means good in Japanese. That's weird, because IIE is no. Huh, I don't know. Anyway, but we Americans won't get it. The meaning. Face it, do you want to call the system Wii? If I'm talking about this to a regular person who's not into video games, remember the system was meant for gamers and ungamers. I think he means non-gamers. The person would said, "Wee, sick bastard. I do support the hardware with all my heart, but the name doesn't make sense to the American people." Already on the internet, we see sick jokes about the Wii, and that's the truth. People are already guessing that Nintendo might change the system name again in E3, but I don't think that's going to happen. Remember the story of the Nintendo 64? First it was known as Project Reality, and then Ultra 64, and then Nintendo 64. Here's the funny thing. People are already in the kitchen... Here's the funny thing. People are already calling the controller a Wii-ner. You know what got me thinking? The Japanese are famous for the hentai, rape comics, and other sick things. By calling it Wii, it shows how sick the Japanese are when it comes to video games. Watch, when there's a game Japan only that makes you use the Wii-ner controller to rape a person in all the places. I wish they would just change the name of the system, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. I do understand why this chosen name, it doesn't sound right at all. Let me play my Wii all day long in the bathroom, kids. Buy the new Nintendo Wii. It comes with a controller that looks like a penis. Speaking of penis, this is the 15th year anniversary of the horrible CDI system. Who can forget the horrible penis controller and all the shitty-ass games? I know I'm a sick bastard, but I think you are too, C4. Fighter17. Now, that's a pretty big topic in our little show here today, because it's like the major crazy news, and we actually had to do quite a bit of looking into this. I don't know if I buy it anymore.
I don't think I do. I don't think I ever did.
I was sold on it immediately. And you know how I found out? Where were you when you found out?
At work, actually.
Really? What happened?
I have a friend who's like, puts our Nintendo fanboy... to shame.
Right.
And so he follows the Revolution absolutely religiously, and he He sent me an email.
Oh, okay, okay. I was sitting at work, and I was actually at work. Like, I'm not usually there, but I actually was there, and I was fucking around working on some computers, and while I was letting him, like, you know, run stupid scans for spyware, viruses, and whatnot, I pulled out my phone and decided to go just, I don't know, I was trying to check something out. Wound up on Slashdot, and I'm staring at this, you know, the story that said something about, you know, Nintendo changes name, and I'm, like, scrolling down, and it says Wii, and I'm thinking that it got cut off. Because I'm on my little phone, and I'm like, right. What the fuck? And like, I just sat there in complete silence, and like, the whole world faded out, and I was like, in terrified shock of what I was reading, and I was like, getting people to verify this, and like, going over to other computers and looking it up just to make sure it wasn't like, cutting off weird, or like, some funky-ass right. character weirdness or something. I was freaked, and I didn't know what to think. I carried out my day, and forgot about it. Came home, and it was like, the topic. Every single place I went on the interweb, we this, we ner that, we that, you know, I mean, it was ridiculous. So anyway, it's WII, in case you live under some kind of a fucking rock and don't know this. Nintendo has decided to call the revolution WII. Now, I don't know about anybody else, I refer to it as the revolution, but I also refer to the fucking GameCube as the Dolphin for a long time. It's the code name. That's what I got used to calling it.
Right.
So I never assumed it would be called Revolution. I call it that because that's what it was. Project, you know, this is their code name, Revolution. I just didn't know what they were going to call it and when they were going to announce it.
They should have left it alone.
Right, but that doesn't make a lot of sense for anywhere but America. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a real, like, it's not like a Japanese word, really, Revolution, you know? Well, it's not like it's got their company name, like Nintendo R or something. You know what I mean? Like, that would make more sense than Revolution.
But does the GameCube have a whole lot of Japanese?
No, but at least it reflects the box.
Well, and the revolution reflects what it's going to do to the gaming world, hopefully.
Right, and that's what Nintendo's stance was on it, was this has always been our philosophy in creating it. Now the name Wii shows us how we're going to do it. By uniting people, and the cutesy little logo with the giant W and the two little eyes, it looked like, you know, the people that you see on your bathroom when you go right. take a whiz at the local gas station, you know, the little stick figure people. And it's, you know, I.
See, which, this makes so much sense in Japan.
See, now, I don't think it does, because, well, it possibly does, but I was reading somewhere, and I don't even know if there's any fact to this at all, but it's not like a pronounceable word there. You know what I'm saying? Like to us, it's not a pronounceable word. It's not like a real word either.
Right.
It's not in our dictionary. It's not in theirs. There's no symbol for it. It's not a word. So, and I guess it's a hard time to say, I guess, I don't know. I hear Wolf say it all the time. He's Chinese, though, and it's like, it means hello, though, in Chinese, I believe. Because right. I always hear him answer his phone like that.
It's, I don't see why it ends in a vowel a sound.
Yeah, I don't see why it would
like
be so hard.
Like all Japanese yeah. words end in a vowel sound.
I don't see why it's such a problem.
They have a problem saying Wii.
No, they said Nintendo. That's not a real word either, I don't think. So.
Yeah, I don't know. But again, it ends, it has consonant vowel, consonant
right,
vowel,
right,
consonant
right,
vowel.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, if you look around online, there's a lot of people that are in complete disbelief over this. Have you looked around and seen anything about, you know, this isn't real, Nintendo's fucking
oh, yeah.
with us? Now, like, I guess Microsoft or Bungie's viral marketing, remember what they did with Halo?
Right.
They put out, you know, websites with little clues and whatnot, and you could, like, hack the Gibson and figure out stuff, and they had these websites that look like they were, you know, some mom and pop flower shop or whatever, with that was like being taken over by, you know, the whatever. You know, they had all this weird kind of crap. It gets people talking.
Yeah.
You know, it's good marketing because it's cheap.
And Nintendo's kind of marketing push was kind of in a slump. They released the whole controller idea and a few other ideas, and then they had nothing, and the PlayStation 3 was starting to steal the show.
And the show, speaking of which, now we're getting really close to E3. I mean, we're like 2 weeks away now. Well, less than that.
And they wanted to get people talking again.
Right, right. So, I mean, it would make sense that this would be a giant marketing ploy, and they very well may announce a real name, you know, at E3.
Even if it is the real name, the timing of it is still that marketing
right.
ploy.
Right, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, because, I don't know how we got that bored or that curious all of a sudden, we spent like a good 25 minutes or so putzing around the Patent and Trademark Office website. And we searched up patents for Nintendo, and you find all kinds of weird-ass shit. And then, you know, we once we learned how their search algorithms work a little bit better by searching for certain things we knew that would come up, we couldn't find anything under Nintendo that, you know, had anything to do with anything called we in it, or revolution. Mm-hmm. Okay? So then I thought, well, oh, you know what? If they're not patenting the box.
Right.
They're trademarking the name. So we head on over to the trademark search section of it, learned how that algorithm worked a little bit better, searching for things that we knew that would come up, you know, and looked all over the place to find we on there. And, you know, just to compare our results, we found every single other product that they've ever made. I don't remember seeing the Virtual Boy on there, though. I don't remember seeing it, but I mean, we weren't looking for it, so I probably glossed over, you know, some weird things like the power pad and shit. But like, you know, you look at Sega, it's got the light phaser on there. It's, you know, like everything is there. Even Dreamcast, you know, everything comes up. Sega Master System, it's all there. You search for Nintendo, you get every current system they have. Nothing
from
else.
The Nintendo Entertainment
from the
System?
Game and Watch. No, from before. You get the Game and Watch right? All the way up to the GameCube. You know? And there's nothing that says Wii on there. And we even looked through them looking for the logo, you know, of anything that would say Wii. Because you go look for PlayStation. Now, there is nothing that actually says PlayStation 3.
Right.
But they do have PlayStation trademarked with the
PlayStation 3, like, font.
Right. So we know, you know, that they've got that. Right. And also, Sony's patents are fantastic. Oh, or trademarks. Holy God. If you go look at it, I mean, they have got it trademarked that you cannot put the PlayStation name on, like...
Diapers.
Diapers, toothpicks, napkins, napkin holders.
Shoe ornaments.
Shoe ornaments. They went out of their way. Although I will tell you, dildo and vibrator are not on that list, so...
I tell you, I found, or no, someone else found an IRC. You probably saw it, or maybe not. There's actually a Kingdom Hearts 2 dildo.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't see
in
that.
In Japan.
Holy God. See, back to Fighter 17's sick, twisted email about the Japanese. See? Sick people there. Surprise, it's not the Nintendo tentacle. Jesus. It's just a little weird, though, that nowhere could we find anything that said Wii on it.
Yeah.
Whether it was under some other company name... You know, something that very, very well possibly could have been done by them to try to obscure it.
Or any kind of logo or anything. Because, like I said, we found the PlayStation 3, like, font. Like, the PlayStation written like it is on the PS3.
Right. So we know that's how they're going to do it. And that's what you find on the trademarks. You don't find it, you know, in the patents. You find it in the trademarks. Their logo of what it looks like. So, you know, as far as Sony goes, you see what you expect to see. The way that PS2 is written, very thin,
right,
with the very straight lines that is on the side of your PlayStation 2. You know, I mean, they've got the P logo where it's like the shadow of it laying down or whatever the hell that's supposed to look like.
It's
nice. Is that what it is? I have fucking no idea. I've never looked at it. And then they've, you know, all their weird little logos and whatnot are there, including the PlayStation 3 one. There's nothing for the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all. So, I mean, you know.
That doesn't mean
right.
that we've debunked it.
Right, absolutely not. The only, another big argument was, you know, hey, maybe, you know, the patent office and the trademark office haven't updated yet. But everything that we read there, it said it was updated as of yesterday. And this is old news now. You know, I mean, it's a couple days old.
There could become some kind of law involved in allowing the trademark to leave it off the site while they're trying...
In development or something.
Or something.
Maybe. You know, maybe they're filing for it. Maybe it's just not through there yet.
Yeah, it could be in the system.
Right.
And so it's official as far as no one else can do it because we applied first.
Right.
Because that does matter.
Right. But, I mean, Sony's on the ball. Theirs is already there. Why the hell would Nintendo's not be?
Nintendo could have decided like 3 weeks ago that it was going to be the Wii.
That's true. They probably did, too. Bunch of Japanese dudes sitting around taking rips off the hookah. We should call it Wii, bro. I can see it. Oh, my God. I don't know about this. It doesn't matter. I don't really care what the thing's going to be called. I'm going to wind up owning one anyway, and I'll probably still call it a damn revolution.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
No.
But...
People are making it sound like the end of the world.
Well, it, to a lot of American minds, it is a pretty big deal.
Right. Oh, you know what I wanted to say about the words was... Revolution made great sense as an American word. We seems to make absolutely no sense in America, but yet more for any other country.
Mm.
You know, so it's like, can't we just find something in the nice middle ground there?
Well, I don't understand why they can't just pull a Famicom.
Nintendo 360.
No, but I mean, they didn't call it the NES in Japan. They called it the Famicom.
Right. Oh, right. Okay. I see what you're saying.
We can have different names that make more sense marketing-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's not a bad idea. They should really do that. But, I mean, if you look, they've already decided, though, that, okay, if you look at their website, though, the American website does have a thing for Wii.
Right.
But it's revolution.nintendo.com. You look on the Japanese site, which is nintendo.co.jp, it's nintendo.co.jp/Wii/something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have, like, a little video, and it's the exact same video that's on the U.S. site, the English site. So, I mean, they've already kind of told us it's going to be called Wii.
Right.
At least for the American release. So there's going to not be that whole dual name deal. And we haven't seen that in a long time anyway. That was way back in the Super Nintendo days is when that kind of dual naming idea, I think, died. So, I don't know. Pretty interesting shit, though. Nintendo definitely made a lot of waves and got a lot of people talking about it, you know? That's the thing. Marketing. Get people excited about the I almost called it the revolution. About the Wii! But this just means we get to make gay jokes about it.
We don't want negative press.
Any press is good press, though. You know? They talk about... Well, see, nobody's got one, so you can't say too many negative things about it.
No.
I guess I still can. I can still... Well, we all can. I mean, everybody can, you know, dig on it for the name, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't pack a punch. It's not like... Okay, Microsoft has bad press, okay? Microsoft has incredibly bad press.
It's like I saw this thing you can add on to your Xbox, a cooling system. Because out of the box, it doesn't work.
Right, exactly. Is it made by Nintendo?
No,
I mean, Microsoft?
No, it's made by...
Pelican or some other third-party shit. Yeah. Mad Cats or something. All right, well, let's get on with some of the news here then, because... I think we were only allowed 10 minutes of that, of Wii jokes and whatnot. My PlayStation Portable memory card died, so I was going to get to talk about Tales of Eternia one day, like, at length,
mm-hmm.
rather than just, like, the mini little preview that I got to give before. And so I lost my save game, so I'm kind of...
Nice.
Yeah, fantastic. So I got another one, though, and I've got to play the first part of Tales of Eternia over again, and I'm only up to, like, level 10, mm-hmm. and I was... Not a whole lot farther than that, but still quite, like, a couple hours still, you know, pretty far past that.
Right.
And I'm pissed because I did a whole lot of level grinding already, like, just so I was, like, loaded with money and was, like, levels ahead of where I should have been. And now it's like, oh, great, I get to grind over again through levels I already did. So I'm kind of bummed. So, yeah, that's going to delay any talk about Tales of Eternia for a while. And another thing that's going to delay any kind of actual gameplay, this is going to shock people. Quake 4, the 1.2 release... actually fucking runs now.
Oh,
yeah. So
nice.
I don't know what they fixed, but it's amazing. The game actually, like, fires up and everything. I, as some of the listeners know, I was unable to play this game when it came out, however,
like,
many...
5 months ago.
Yeah.
5 months later.
And I think that's why I'm, like, less than impressed with it now. Like, I'm kind of bummed that, like, the whole world is already, like, over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here I am now going, ooh, I get to play this. And I'm already over halfway through, and I've only played it, like... very little bit of time. And, like, for 2 days, I think I played for just a few hours after work. And I'm already over halfway through. And, yeah, I don't know about it yet. But I'll talk about it when I'm done. I'm sure on the next show it'll be finished up by then. We've been talking about game hardware here and off the show, off and on, for, like, the last couple of weeks. Mainly because Kobar's computer almost committed suicide.
And
he's
and
been...
came back to life. My computer is Jesus.
No shit, huh? Definitely. So, in our travels in hardware, though, I remember you came up talking about a physics accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of such a thing before. Well, just so happened, I had a lot of time on my hands today to go poking around the internet trying to find stuff for the show, and I ran across this thing called PhysX Accelerator Card. The company's website is AGEIA.com.
Yeah, they're the only one right now.
Oh, okay. Can I buy a vowel? H-I-A, basically. AGEIA.com. And apparently this card does some, you know, nifty little physics rendering tricks for us because, you know, our CPUs are working a little bit overtime these days. And they're becoming the limiting factor in a lot of these games where your video card is like, all right, look, I'm ready to go. Feed me.
Right.
And you're, you know... 2600 plus Athlon doesn't cut it anymore, you know, or whatever it is that somebody has. And
yeah,
I only pull that. Hey, we both have one, okay? So I don't game on that, but I just picked it because it's an easy target.
Yeah, well, my 2600 is my burly gaming CPU.
Yours is Jesus, though, so you need to rename the box, Jesus. That'd be great. All right. Now, anyway, this card, did we get a price on that? Like,
I think they're like somewhere very close to $300.
But it sounded a lot very similar, very close to, like, I remember seeing like an MPEG-4 encoder boards. I want to say between $300 and $500 a ways back, which would be way cool because you'd have dedicated hardware encoding for your DivX rips, you know? That would considerably accelerate things, I would imagine. But, you know, this actually matters to us because, you know, it's a thing that we would use for games. Unfortunately, we won't use it for that many games these days because, you know, the serious list of actual games that use this right now are Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter, and I believe the demo of that came out like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Rise of Nations, Rise of Legends, Bet On Soldier Bloodsport, Cell Factor, City of Villains, hey, Gunship Apocalypse. I guess those are like the only like six games that actually use this thing right now. The upcoming list, though, we do have that UT 2007, Sacred 2, Loki, Dog Tag, Fallen Earth, Crazy Machines 2, Arena Online, Infernal, Warhammer, though, it's untitled, the Warhammer MMORPG, Eye of the Storm, Karma, Vanguard, Saga of Motherfucking Heroes,
Boy.
Alpha Prime, Abyss Lights, Frozen Systems, Highlander, Dark Basic Pro, Blink 3D, and Fritz Chess 9. A chess game using a physics accelerator. Holy shit.
All of these games at this time are only using the physics card for particle effects. Not actually like picking stuff up.
It's almost like our video cards were to boost, you know, the graphics of the game for our CPU. Now this boosts the graphics for our video cards. You know, it's like it just needs a little bit more push and a little bit more help. And have you seen this ridiculous-ass shit with, like, this quad SLI NVIDIA bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this crap? Now, the best part is it doesn't work. And everybody's talking about it like it matters. Oh, my God, you can run this game at, you know, 2056 by something. But it doesn't really work. There's, like, a game that supports it.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them all have way too many glitches and issues with it. There's some that render for actual time, so you're seeing like ghost images of where you just were. I mean, it's a bunch of shit.
You know how that stuff actually works?
I have absolutely no fucking clue. Well, one of them draws. Actually, you could do it a couple. The 3D effects version, I think, was the top half of the screen, or it was every other line was the other card, right? 3D effects back in the day, I think, had it was each card drew a line.
The way it works now is I can't remember which one's which now that I brought it up.
Right.
But the SLI and the Crossfire, one of them draws half the screen and
the top half and the bottom half, right.
And then the other one, I think that's the NVIDIA. And then the Crossfire actually.
I think so too.
The Crossfire actually takes squares.
Really?
It turns the screen into like a chessboard and each one takes alternating squares.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Huh. I guess it would be easy to know which video card you're just dying, though.
Yeah.
With either one of those, you would like not have no top half of the screen. Speaking of which, though, some of these games only show you the top half of the screen, too. I don't know if you've... Well, they're broken, because the drivers don't work.
Right.
And it's more like they took their SLI cards. Yeah, okay. This is like getting way kinds of complicated here. They have some cards now with two GPUs on them, too. So like a single card SLI deal now. And some of those aren't even working right. You know, like, because you can't buy one. They're just working on it. And they suck ass. And now here's the thing. I understand it sucks ass because it's new. But, like, don't send out review boards. You know? They're sending these cards out to, like, Tom's Hardware and Hard OCP and then, you know, fucking other places.
Mm-hmm.
Check out what we did. Now, I went poking around the interweb a couple days ago just for shits and giggles. I was looking for something and came across the Voodoo 5 6000. It had four VS1000 or whatever the hell chip. I can't remember what they were. Anyway, it had four Voodoo 5 cores on it. Or four. Four.
Right.
And it was like this giant monstrosity. It took its own power. You know, it had like a little Molex power connect.
They all do.
Right. No, they do now.
Yeah.
But see, this was years and years and years ago. Right. And I'm reading the people's forum comments. And they're like, are you people fucking insane? Look how big that thing is. This is good. And it's going to require its own power. LOL. Oh my God. Who's going to buy some video card that costs like $400? And I was dying because this is exactly where we're at today.
Oh, yeah.
We're right where 3DSX left us.
$600.
You're right. We're right where 3DFX left us, but we're without glide. So I think we've taken a step back. We're low. I liked glide. Glide was fucking beautiful. And now we don't have that. OpenGL you barely see on anything anymore. Seems like now what we see OpenGL on is bad remakes or touch-ups of old-ass games.
Right.
It works okay on some. I don't know. Now everything kind of DirectX-based. Good job, Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
Way to be a team player. Just take over everything. Anyway, okay, so your physics deal. We were going to talk about that.
Right. The problem is right now is that it's only doing for, like, visual stuff.
Right.
Which, I mean, it is cool, but...
My video accelerator needs an accelerator.
Right. What would be nice is if it can handle both.
Right.
And then you might be actually seeing some real stress being pulled from the CPU.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, when you shoot a dude...
And he goes flying away.
Yeah, yeah. Let the card handle. Let the physics is now. These cards are already shipping in some computers.
Oh, yeah.
Falcon Northwest, I think.
And
Dell and Alienware, which is Dell Alienware. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're shipping it with these on some of their high end XPS stuff, Dell, and their Alienware line of stuff.
I don't know how many places you can go around picking this up separate.
Yeah, I don't know either. I didn't even actually look at that. I probably should have. Probably should have looked at a price also. Probably could have pulled it up on Dell's website.
But, like, for these MMOs that are on here, where it's doing the particle effects, that'll actually be quite nice on, like, raid situations where you have 40 motherfuckers casting Fireball.
Right, yeah.
Now all of that's being handled by a whole separate card.
Hopefully that'll help. Anyway, I like the idea because I like the idea of being able to spend more money to make my games better.
Right.
You know, whether or not it actually makes the gameplay any more fun, which I'd very well know it doesn't. I just like the idea of like, oh yeah, I've got, you know, the whatever accelerator 12,000 XGL 27 Super Ultra Mega. Oh yeah, well I've got, you know, I just like it. Just
I'd rather see like a little core on video cards.
That would probably be the best bet. You're probably right. Just throw it on the video card.
We have a lot of extra bandwidth with the new PCIe cards. They're not even using it all right now.
That's a good idea.
And so it's not a bandwidth issue getting to the card.
No.
They should just throw on an extra core that's dedicated to that sort of
thing. That's a good idea. NVIDIA, are you listening? My God. Now, okay. Speaking of throwing it on the card, have you seen anything about the drivers now that are going to try to do this? Or at least NVIDIA's talked about it?
Oh, no.
Okay, with these, it even works on single-core video cards. NVIDIA was talking about working it into their drivers, that part of the video, the GPU itself, could do physics acceleration instead of video. And you would be able to, like, adjust it. So you could be like, all right, I want 70% of my graphics card to do graphics while I'm playing Doom 3, because I cap out anyway,
right?
And the 30% to do physics acceleration.
So the cards are already, like, hyper-threaded like that?
It's not that. It's the video cards aren't always that stressed anymore. So they could throw them the extra instructions.
Okay.
And they're programmable, the chips. So they can make it do whatever the fuck they want.
But you'd think the processor would constantly be working on drawing the graphics.
It is, but it's not working that hard.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, I can play Doom on my computer now, but I could play like 40 copies of Doom at once. It's just not working that hard. You know, but back in the day on a 386, it stressed the shit out of that thing, you know what
right.
I mean? I mean, they've come so far that if we were playing like Counter-Strike, you could have half of the... 9/10 of your video card could do physics acceleration, okay? You know, I'm telling you. And the rest, you know, to the actual video. So anyway...
I guess I just don't understand how adding extra instructions to the single core would help performance.
Well, yeah, I'm not so sure.
Because
I don't know.
It's a question of the instructions getting in between the core...
But it's not just performance, though. It's like, okay, before if I would shoot a guy and he would just kind of... explode and I'd see 4 or 5 little particle effects. Maybe I'll see 20 now because it just had spare whatever. Maybe I could shoot the guy and plaster him on the wall and the blood would splatter on the wall and not just like dissipate.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's little things like that. It would add a little bit to your gameplay experience that you otherwise wouldn't really even notice probably until you saw it. You'd be like, wow, that was cool. I wonder what happens if I gave it 50% of my graphics processor to physics. I wonder what that looks like now, you know? And that's a single core. You could do that. They were, you know, saying with dual SLI, with two single core cards, you could set one to all physics if you wanted to. Exactly. Which, Jesus Lord, that's, you know, now you're just pissing money away. So I don't know what the hell they're thinking. I mean, we're right back to 3DFX's line of thinking. Brute forcing our video cards. You know, like just, fuck technology. Fuck making a slick chip that works really well, runs cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just throw four or five chips in there and see how it does. You know, I mean, that killed 3DFX. You know, that was the final nail in the coffin.
Well, but there's always the whole thing of before your time.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Because
that's true.
Right now, like in the CPUs...
They're kicking themselves right now.
In the CPUs, that's the next big thing, because they can't make them go any faster.
Right,
so we're
going
to have to see multi-core processors. Pretty soon we're going to see quad-core processors.
Yeah, they're already talking about it. So, okay, off of that topic now. Well, actually, okay, well, anyway, we're talking about new shit here. The PlayStation 3, now this is, I showed you this.
Yeah.
The supposedly leaked footage of an animation test video. So we're talking about, like, 7 seconds of supposedly leaked video off of Tony Hawk for the PlayStation 3. And, I mean, it's nothing special. I'll actually put a link up to it. So it's like a 2 meg video. It's not like you're going to watch it and you're not going to see, like, there's not even like an interface to it.
No.
It's just an animation.
Well, it's got a bit of interface. It's got
the balance thing. So you can see, yeah, if you're about to fall over. And basically, it's just like a 5 second video or so, maybe 10 seconds, of a guy, like, you know, doing some kind of
a grind.
On the sidewalk or something, I think.
A curb.
And it looks damn good.
And the animations are really, really nice too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to play this just to see how real it looks now. I mean, granted, they haven't added a lot of shit, so, you know, we'll see what happens still. But it looks damn impressive.
The most amazing thing is if the games for the PS3 that we're seeing are going to look like this at launch.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. Look at the games we're getting for the PS2 now compared for launch day.
Right, right.
I mean, that...
Yeah, we've come a long way.
They get really good at programming for the hardware.
Right.
And so it'll be amazing to see what the thing can produce later on down the line.
Look at the Xbox 360 games, though. They look pretty good. But I don't know if I've seen... Like, they have Tony Hawk on it, and it doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
So, wait, which one is it, though?
I don't know.
Is it American Wasteland? Because that one's on, like, the Xbox, I think, and the PS2 also, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's why it's not so hot. Maybe that's what it's
probably. Sure. I am sure the Xbox 360 will see a little more out of it.
It's not dead yet. We can give another week or two.
But who knows if it'll be able to handle it without overheating the hell out of itself.
Yeah, no shit, huh? They're going to change the processors in those, too.
Are they?
Yeah. It's going to do all the same shit. Why do I keep saying Nintendo? Microsoft swears it's not going to have a difference in performance.
Right.
But it's going to run cooler, I guess. So, and this is a ways away, but they've already kind of developed how they're going to make the same chip, but just better. So, great. I want my version 2 360 now, you know.
Yeah.
Of course,
How about a cooler power supply, too?
Okay, yeah, really. Instead of that giant monstrosity, you gotta, like, pull start it like your lawnmower. Fucking Jesus.
And, like, hang it from the ceiling with string.
Right in front of your air conditioner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Set to 48 degrees. Remember that. That's the magic number before it gets too much condensation in it. All right, now, Nintendo has actually come out with some screenshots in some Japanese magazine for the Phantom Hourglass game. I guess that's the Zelda DS game.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty, I think, crappy.
Yeah, well, the graphics are very Wind Waker. I'll give you that. And that's a problem.
That's a big problem. Because, you know, you get to hear, "Night!"
Yes.
All the time. Link's screaming like a little bitch.
We do get to see some ideas for a Wii Zelda, though. Because they have, like, the dual screen, and they have, like, the microphone, and they have some extra stuff that the Wii is going to have.
Right.
And so we might get to see where this is going.
That's a good point.
As far as Zelda goes.
Right, right, right. And I think it's interesting, though, some of the puzzles that they have. The puzzles are cool. You know they're going to be cool. The Zelda puzzles are always a lot of fun. You know, I mean, you spend some time on them sometimes. And now you have a stylus.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be able to do all kinds of cool little shit.
I don't know what. And, like, instead of using an ocarina where you have, like, four buttons to play a song...
Right. That bored the piss out of me. I hated it. Oh, my God.
But now you can actually, like, draw symbols and do all kinds of weird stuff.
I thought it was stupid. Right, that'll be cool, though. Drawing the things, like, that'll be neat. That'll be cool. I think that'll be a little bit more of a getting into the Zelda thing, you know. One more reason for me to go out and buy a DS Lite. Catch up on my Castlevania... Get a little bit of Zelda action just because I have to. Pick up that new Mario Brothers game.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever the hell that comes out, that's going to be slick. Man, I hope that
keep
comes...
forgetting about it.
I know. I hope it comes as a package, though. You know, the DS Lite with Mario.
You know, it very well might.
How much is the DS is 150 right now?
I don't remember.
I have
probably
no idea. I think it is. I think it's 150, but is that with Mario Kart? I think it is.
Mm.
I'm not dead sure, though. I remember seeing an ad for it last week somewhere, and it was 150, and I thought it came with Mario Kart. But, like, you know what's keeping me from picking one up? The light. I want that one. You know, after hearing about it. I've been listening to dual-screen radio so much, it's all I can think about is a goddamn DS. And I come home and play with all this fat stuff, and
although
I'm like, I don't need a DS. I don't need a DS. God, I want to play a DS. Terrible.
It's a nice system, too. And like I've said, it really is heartening for what the revolution, fuck this Wii stuff,
the revolution
is going to have.
Yeah. Nice to see that Nintendo is actually still putting out quality games with gameplay.
Yeah.
Let's hope they maintain that with the revolution.
And that's why I have high hopes for this Phantom Hourglass. Sure, it looks like...
I bet it's going to be fun.
Sure, it looks like Wind
Waker.
Wait
a minute. No, it's not. You're even on the boat. They had the fucking boat in there from Wind Waker.
Maybe.
No, it was kind of hard to tell, but that had to be the Wind Waker screen because at the top it said touchscreen. So... That had to be on the
hourglass.
Yeah. So we know it looks like it has that.
What we're talking
boat.
About is this picture, this website that was in all Japanese and a bunch of different screenshots from different
French
Zeldas.
Website.
Was it?
With screenshots from a Japanese magazine.
Ah.
That's what it was. Yeah, or scans, yeah.
Right, and the all the different pictures were from different games, and so it was.
It was hard to tell.
Especially with the Wind Waker and Hourglass games, it was tough to tell exactly which one was which.
That's scary how close they are.
Yeah.
Oh, Nintendo.
But that the cell shading, it does take less processor power, so they can get a nicer-looking game for less processing power.
If there's anybody in Japan with, like, a spare $20, could they, like, buy a Wind Waker disc, throw it in a brown sack, take a shit in the bag, and light it on fire and throw it on their front door for me? Just so they get it, because they don't seem to fully understand yet just how bad that game is. Jesus. Now, you actually played a real game this week.
I did.
I gotta hear this. And I know a lot of our listeners want to hear about this, too, because a lot of them play Guild Wars.
Yeah. I managed to break down and get factions, even though I wasn't playing Prophecies at the time.
What the hell is that?
That's the first one.
Oh.
I don't think it was called Prophecies when it came out, but it is now.
Okay. I had no idea.
I'm actually having quite a bit of fun with it. It's kind of interesting how the bulk of the game is designed for at level 20, which is the cap. Because they have all these people, they have all these existing characters, they want them to feel like it's an actual... Like, connecting them is a good idea. You know, they don't want people to buy a whole brand new game
right.
And then not be able to use what they've already done. So most of it's challenging for a level 20. And so this Noob Island where you start... gets you to 20. Like, before you actually go into the bulk of the game...
Good God.
Like, before you get to 70% of the content, you are 20.
Wow.
But this game is not about the leveling. It's not about...
It's not even about, like, exploring either, and, like, adventure.
Not really.
It's just, like, PvP.
Well, and there's also plenty of PvE. Well, plenty. There's... there is
that was an air-quoted plenty, by the way.
There is a single player's RPG worth of solo of PvE content.
Okay.
Taking out like all the random battles from a 40-hour RPG. Like,
oh, okay.
Like with just the missions and the quests and stuff. It's because you know, I mean, when you're talking about a 40-hour RPG, most of it is mindless killing to level up.
Right.
So they just take all that out. And it ends up being about the same amount of real content.
Okay.
So it's not that bad.
Now, do you have to have Prophecy?
No.
You can buy just factions?
You can buy just factions.
Really?
Yeah.
That's startling news.
Yes, they're designed as standalone products that can be connected.
Oh, so wait, I lose out on a lot of content if I just pick up factions.
Well, yeah, you don't get the prophecies. You don't get the original game.
Ah, okay.
It's a full game. It's just as big as
So how many classes are in it?
In the new one, there are 8.
They added 8 classes with factions?
No. You get all the original classes.
Okay, so what if I just bought factions?
You get all the original classes. Those are the core classes, no matter what expansion pack or standalone added game that comes out.
That's really
you'll
bizarre.
Get the core classes and then two more classes.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, that's kind of a weird system.
It is.
So is there, like, a whole bunch of new missions and shit?
Oh, yeah. Full. It's just as long as Prophecies was. It's a full game.
So I'm not seeing what I would lose, then. Just the other missions?
You'd lose the elite skills from the old game.
Uh-huh.
And so you won't get all the skills from the old game. You get most of the skills from the old game. If you were to play, like, Monk or Warrior.
Right, one of the base classes.
You'd lose some of their skills, but get new skills that they added with factions.
Right. Well, that's weird.
And you would not get all of, like, that storyline and those missions.
Right,
those.
Okay.
And you also, if you connect the two, you get 6 character slots, and you only get 4 for having just one of them.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's kind of a cool system, though, because, you know, a lot of the time it's like, if I wanted to get in on this now...
You have to spend $300.
$100, you know? Yeah, to buy all the damn expansions, yeah.
No, you can buy just factions, and then later on say, you know what, I really like this game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and pick up the other one.
Oh, man. I really like the graphics in that game for some reason.
It's actually a pretty cool game.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, fuck!
But you have to like PvP. Like,
yeah.
I'm already stuck in because I was like, oh, I really enjoyed the PvE game. It was kind of short, but I had a good time. And then I was sitting there, like, reading forums, and you know how I get.
Right. Very, very crazy. You could write, like, encyclopedias about MMOs.
And so I was like, oh, I want this game. And then, unfortunately, they sell keys online. And so there it is. I'm sitting in my house wanting to play this
game.
Could
it be any easier?
And I don't even have to, like, put pants on. I could just, like, pull out my credit card and say, here you go. Give me my key. And the best thing is I don't have to spend 3 hours downloading something because it downloads as you play.
Right. Oh, man. I came this close to picking it up on accident. But now I want to buy it for the free T-shirt. they're probably all gone already, though, because there was only a few. I remember hearing there was only a few.
You do have an ass ton of copies, though.
I want the T-shirt.
Your place of employment.
I won't wear it. I want it. I don't have a chance to wear T-shirts. I'm gonna wear my stupid work getup every day.
Anything? Well, there's also a problem with, like, you get groups and it's like all assassins and ritualists,
which are the new classes.
The two classes, yes.
Right?
Because everybody's played all the other classes to death, and now they're all new things to do.
New things.
And so they're playing them, but
so it's like World of Warcraft now. There's like 80% assassin, thief, rogue, whatever on the
It'll
server.
Calm down.
Right, no, I know. But right now it's got to suck ass. Everybody's out like just...
But you can also, like, let's say you already have your two assassins and for your DPS and whatever, and you have to fill out the party. You can pick up henchmen.
Yeah, right, that's true. God damn it. I am not going to start playing this game. I swear to God. Don't they have like a... Oh, no, I'm not even going to... They need a trial or something, just to see it. Because I saw it in beta and didn't like it, but...
No, I don't, because I picked just the key.
Uh-huh.
But I bet you, like, Mocker has a 14-day trial. Prophecies.
How is that possible?
Huh? It came in the box.
What box? The factions box?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, that worked for World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So I can see a bunch of other people doing this now. Oh, that could be kind of fun to futz around with, at least, a little bit. I don't know. I played the beta, and it was all right. I didn't get to play as much as I wanted to, though.
The beta kind of sucked.
Yeah, it did kind of suck.
I didn't like it.
So,
In fact, I was turned down. I was going to buy the game when it came out. And then I played the stress test beta thing, and I didn't.
That seems like a game you could kind of only play once in a while, too.
Yes.
You know, like, it's not like one of the MMOs that, like, I would have to play every waking minute of the day that I wasn't at work or passed out.
Right.
You know, like most other ones. Like, I want to play that much. This seems like I could just totally sit down and just whoop some ass a little bit and then be like, all right, I'm done for the day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That might be kind of entertaining. And like I said, I really was drawn into the graphics on that for some weird, bizarre reason.
It's nice. You know, it's not like it's uber special, crazy graphics, but they're very crisp. They're very clean. The art direction is very nice.
It's got some cool ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. I liked the way it looked a lot. So, anyway. I don't even know how the fuck this happened. It was like I could not avoid this weird phenomenon that happened to me this week. Everywhere I looked, I was seeing, like, homebrew stuff. Now, granted, I know my eye was turned towards it just because the last show we talked about it, you know, with Flank saying, hey, you guys should talk about some homebrew stuff. And it was like, yeah, I need to keep an eye out for that. And yet somehow, this entire week, that's all I could find. Like, I was out looking for information on anything, and I would stumble across, bam, huge free game list, try these. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know? And I'd wind up somewhere else, and it's like, oh, click here to see, you know, the 12 other games that are... And I was like, wow. And I wound up in all these crazy places before I finally wound up over on SourceForge and started actually actively looking for some stuff. And came up with this giant pile of things that we should go through and would, you know, probably have a lot of fun with. So sure enough, here we are with a pile of games that are there's only one here that's not free, actually. One of them is you can get a demo version. The full version is $25. The rest of these were actually all free. And, did I screw one up?
This one can be free.
Oh, okay, that's right. That was the one that you looked into, though.
Right.
So I didn't, yeah, okay. So there was two?
Yeah.
Okay, so then two of these on this list. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm very disappointed in Kobar. We sat here for hours today, and it was almost like I was, like, had him strapped to a chair and was trying to feed him, like, liver and onions or something. It was like he just didn't want to do it.
Most of them are crap, dude.
I know.
I am fully convinced that there are good independent games and free games and whatnot out there. Most of these were not it.
But I could not find them. Now, we did have a couple gems in there today.
Yes.
I think two of these were absolute gems. And I think one of them was, once it comes out of, like, you know, Mega Alpha, is going to be pretty fun, or at least pretty decent.
And there's also one or two that might have been, like, misunderstood.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, so, we didn't quite get it.
Get it, yeah. So, yeah, which actually, yeah, both of those, I think. Okay, so anyway, the first one that we fooled around with was this game called this is such a weird name for a game. Dodge That Anvil. And yes, it's like it sounds. There's an anvil that falls from the sky.
Lots of them.
Yeah, lots of them. And it's based on the weather. And it's very, very strange. It's a flash-based game, so I'm not quite sure how big it was, like, to download. It loaded up fairly quick.
It's also, a testament to just how powerful Flash can be.
Yeah. It was amazing. Like, I was blown away. I really was. The graphics were great, and that's what actually drew me in at first. I saw the graphics, and I thought, wow, I've got to check this out. This is some fucking Flash-based web game. And it's over at rabidlab.com, rabidlab.com/games/DTA, Dodge That Anvil. And it's totally free to play. It's got a little high score list, so I imagine, you know, anybody that plays on that same machine could keep a list of their high scores. And basically, you play as a rabbit, and you walk around like in a 3D environment, and you can use, I think you can use a controller somehow. I couldn't, because I didn't have part of Flash installed or some shit.
Mm.
But you can use a controller, but I use the keyboard and the mouse once in a while. Not really.
Not for the game itself.
Yeah,
I don't
you
think.
Need just it for like the start menu or something. Right. Yeah, it's kind of weird. But the game plays really well. Basically, what you do is you walk around like this little tiny 3D environment. It's like not huge, but they keep getting bigger.
Mm.
And there's little carrot patches in random, seemingly random places. I'm sure the levels were laid out. They're not random. And carrots sprout up from these carrot patches. Right? Now, when I say you're a rabbit, you're not like a fucking rabbit. You're more like Bugs Bunny rabbit, okay?
Right.
You're walking around, you know, you look more humanoid than anything. And you basically walk around and you're supposed to get a certain amount of carrots. You're out there to harvest, right? So you just have to go out and pull these carrots up out of the ground. And it sounds incredibly dull. I'm not doing this any justice at all. You walk around and you have to hit like spacebar and your guy pulls the carrot out of the ground and it goes flying off somewhere. Like not far, you know, just kind of like goes a little ways. You gotta walk over and pick it up. Let's say you need 30 of them. Well, every like 5 seconds, something drops from the sky and kills you.
And it's trying to target you.
Yeah, yeah. So like
I know.
They did a pretty good job. Like it took me a minute to get the hang of it, and it's harder than it sounds because they beef up the enemies pretty good. Now it starts you out like totally on training wheels if you go through it, how to play feature. You know, it's like beach balls drop from the sky and they just bounce off your head, and it tells you try to dodge the shit falling from the sky. and while you harvest your little things. Now, while you're out there harvesting, you get, like, special fruit things, too. They're like red. I don't know what they were.
They were radishes, I think.
I'm not totally sure, but whatever they weren't carrots.
Right.
And if you picked up those, and those were, like, currency. And the level would have, like, a store, and it was like a rabbit hole. It was cool, you know? And you would jump in the rabbit hole, and there's a guy that's like, okay, you can buy these things. And you had things like a hard hat, you know? So, like, basically, it was like a free hit. If you got hit on the head with an anvil, it would just crack your helmet. You wouldn't lose a life. You had, like, 5 lives. And you could get, like, a vest, because there was beach balls that would explode. It would, like, protect you from the blast.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was flippers, so you could swim in the water faster. And there was dynamite, so you could, like, Uber harvest. You could, like, drop one in the middle of, like, a patch, and it would just blow everything out.
Or you could also destroy, like, walls and stuff.
Yeah, you could use it to
take access to other parts of the map.
Of the map, right. It was way cool.
There's also a time watch.
Oh, yeah.
Like a stopwatch that stopped time for, what,
10 seconds?
10 seconds, but you could stop it in between.
Right.
You use 5 seconds now and 5 seconds later.
Yeah. There was also an umbrella. So, like, if you kind of jumped off of, like, a high thing and had your umbrella out, you would kind of float down.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. And basically that's all you do is walk around to these different, like let's say there's 5 different patches and you got to get 70 carrots. Now, you would think that would get pretty boring, but they mix it up every so often. Like, the level was, like, the third level is, like, get X carrots in 30 seconds before, you know, it starts dumping heavy, heavy rains of fucking anvils or whatever. It was a lot of fun.
There's also some pretty interesting enemies, like, some of the anvils.
Oh, yeah.
Like, drop down and, like, grow horns and start going after you like they're a bull.
It was cool.
Or the beach balls that explode. Or
right, they were different than the other ones that just bounced around, which you could kick around.
Probably even more later on
as
you get higher into the game.
Yeah, I sucked ass at it, so I only got a couple, 4 levels in, I think. And then that was it for me, but it was a lot of fun. Like, I totally see how I could blow hours. You know, like, if you're just bored, they were waiting for something to happen, you know, I'll sit down for a quick game. Next thing you know, your whole night's shot. Picking up carrots all day.
Something to do at work.
Totally. And then even the sounds were pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was incredibly well put together. It's called Dodge That Anvil over at rabbitlab.com/games/DTA. The next thing I got to fool around with for the first time ever, which I actually heard about this for the first time ever on Logger. That's the linuxlink.net/LAGER. It's called Lin City, and it's basically SimCity, runs on Linux, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mistakenly, I looked up Lin City and came across, like, old school Lin City. I mean, it looks worse than, like, the original DOS versions of fucking SimCity. But then, we poked around a second time and found Lin City NG. It's like next generation, I guess, or something. It's about a 27 meg download, and it's lincity-ng.berlios.de.
It's kind of surprising how small some of these files are for how, like, decent the graphics are.
That was one of the things I was going to point out when we were done.
Oh.
For the cost of all these, it's, like, less than a CD.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's considerably less. And how much fun you can have with these kind of games. Now, Lin City was one of the two games that I thought that we just didn't understand very well. Now, I understand.
Hopefully.
I understand SimCity fully.
Right.
I can sit down with any SimCity game and get jamming just right away. I'm good at it. I know how it works. You need homes for people to live. You need places for them to work. You need industry for, you know, exports and whatnot. You need power to keep the shit going. You need a sewage system for taco night. You need ships to get stuff in and out. You know, whatnot. You have stuff and how you run your city, but I think I'm trained to play SimCity.
Right.
I know that I start every SimCity game, and this blows because I haven't played fucking SimCity in so long. I'm sitting on, I don't know if you saw my desktop, but on the right-hand side, all those icons were games that I'm playing right now. There's like 8 or 9 games that I've got installed that I intend on playing start to finish. One of those was a demo. That's it. The rest were full games. But now I'm dying to play SimCity 4, which I never did. I think I played SimCity 3000 and hated it. It ran like fucking balls. So I've seen SimCity 4 and the Rush Hour expansion, and it's old now, so it runs fantastic. And it got me thinking about it, thinking I want to check it out.
You know, I said I didn't play it, but I lied. I have played.
Is it any good?
It was okay. Like I said, I prefer the Super Nintendo one.
Right, that one was a blast, though. I played that, too, and had a lot of fun. You get the prizes and shit, too?
Yeah, the whole, like, deciding I want my residential area to be this many squares instead of this many squares, and the density, and And, like...
Yeah, but if you get into it...
Oh, I'm sure it's great for the people that get way into it.
You can name, like, each company in a building.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy now.
But I also heard that it's, like, virtually unplayable without the Rush Hour expansion.
Oh, really?
Like, you really, really want the Rush Hour expansion.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I'm going to have to look and see around if I can find a pack of it, because I'd totally pay $20 for both of them again, because it's a hella old game, and it goes to fucking Electronic Arts. So I'm going to say I'm going to barely pay $20. They're going to squeeze it out of me. But for some reason, I'm itching to play it. And Lin City just didn't fill that void, though. Now, I will say the graphics were better than I thought they would be. I was pretty impressed until you zoom way the fuck in.
You just got to stay out a little bit.
Yeah, just
okay.
A little bit, and they look good. They actually do look really good. Just not all the way zoomed in. And
SimCity 4, even. You zoom way in, and it starts to get a little pixelated.
Does it really? Yeah. I'll have to check it out. I really want to check it out now. But to save my life, I could not figure this game out. Now, I tried starting out with like how I usually start. It's because I think I'm trained to play SimCity's way, where you start out and I throw down a house and a power plant and a place to work. And I start there. And immediately, I start getting people. Maybe I'll throw down a park to make them happy and then some industry a little further out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw down. I'm just used to the mechanics of that game, and this one fucked me all kinds of up bad. Because it's like, you didn't just have, like, a power plant. You didn't just, like, I couldn't, if there was, somebody tell me where it was. I went through the fucking menus over and over and over trying to read the help system. And what I was able to gather from it after, like, seriously a half an hour of being mad at the game was, like, you can build, like, a coal factory, I guess, that would generate some energy, but it's, like, a radius of effect, though. It, you know, so, like, I would have to build shit all near that. I couldn't just run power lines 27 miles away.
Really?
It was like I had to have a place like near wherever I was going to be. And if I was going to make like a coal mine, it would have to be on a coal deposit or some shit. Which you have to pay $1 million for to see that. $1 million.
Damn.
Right off the bat. Yeah, which is brutal. That was the other thing about the game that bothered me. It didn't give you any cash to start.
You start with zero?
You start with zero and work your way down. I was a negative 1.2 million in, you know, 20 seconds.
Huh.
You know, just trying to fucking lay down a city. Even the ones I actually tried where I thought I had a handle on it. Right? And, like, you can't just build homes either. You can't. It's not there. It's not a feature. You have to, like, learn how to build a home or something. It's not just, like, a residential zone. Okay, and so I fired up a scenario, thinking this will help me learn how to play.
Mm-hmm.
That made me even more confused because everything's unlocked already.
Right.
You know, so I fire up one of their scenarios and I'm like, okay, I can build homes. Great. They got power lines out here, too, somehow. Cool. So what if I put down some windmills, right? So now I started putting down windmills, and let's say I put down, like a row of, like, 3x3 of them, just like a block of 9, let's say, thinking, like, how SimCity works, if a building's touching another building, it's power through that building, because you can't put, like, a power line in there.
Right.
Only two of the 9 were powered. And I cannot figure out why. And I think it's because it's a radius around a power plant that I just didn't see.
Huh.
And they were just barely within range, and the rest were far too far out. So, like, I'm stumped, and I'm, like, all kinds of pissed at this game. And the worst part is, like, the graphics of the interface were nice. The buttons were pretty. The help system was, well, okay. Obviously not, it's like the tutorial system sucked, but the help system was good.
Right.
If you went into the help system, it told you everything. And there was links there, too. So if it was, like, blah, 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 windmill this, that, windmill the other thing. Oh, well, we mentioned these four things in the description of the windmill, so click here to read about those. I mean, it was really well done.
Okay, so basically, in order to learn this game properly, you'd have to...
Read the manual.
Spend more than a few minutes actually reading the manual.
Like, and really understand it, yeah. All they need is a little tutorial mode, and it would help immensely. But I couldn't get past that, and I just got angry and gave up, and decided I'm going to go play an Electronic Arts game.
Yeah.
Before I play Lin City again, probably. Ouch! Now, that's not to say it's a bad game, and there's a lot of people out there that probably play that shit every day going, what a fucking noob! And I'm sure you're right. I'm sure it's fun, because it looks like it could be fun if I knew what the hell I was doing.
Right.
I wish it would tell me how to play, though, without reading, like, just some boring-ass readme. Put a tutorial thing in there, you know? Now, we played a game called Weird Worlds. It was about a 17 meg...
Back to Infinite Space.
Oh, is that... It had a subtitle and everything, or whatever? Okay. 17 meg download. You could actually pay for the full version for $25. Shrapnelgames.com/digital_eel, E-E-L, /W, and then everything's lowercase, weird worlds, but the first W is capital. And there's an underscore between weird and worlds.
I think this game sucks, but I'm not sure. Like, you start out in this flat map of, like, a random
set of galaxies. Universe.
Yeah, or whatever. You might be in one galaxy, or no, there's a bunch of stars, and whatever it happens to be.
Space.
Right. And you're given this mission, at least in the demo, or, like, free version, or however you want to put it, where you're, like, working for a pirate, and you have to go collect a bunch of stuff from the different star systems, and then bring it back in a certain amount of time, because that's all the time you have
in the demo
funded for.
Oh, okay.
No, you can spend more time coming
back. I thought
back.
It was a demo. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you can get... Okay, yeah.
You spend more time coming back, but then you have to start paying for your, like, expenses and whatnot. It starts hurting your score. So, if you don't fight, it's boring as all sin.
Yeah, because you just... It's not, like, cool, like I thought. When you describe it first, before I got to play, when you described it to me, I thought it was like Starflight, which was fat. And then, it's not like you actually go to the planet and do something on it.
No.
No, you just click on the map and hit
and oh, they're
engage.
Stuck here, and like, grab it and drag it into your cargo, and then you're done with that star system. And then you go to a new star system, and it takes some days to get there, light speed, yada yada yada. Uh-oh, now there's people pissed at me for being here. Do you want to leave or fight? And so if you leave, well then you bypass the possibly only remotely entertaining part of this game. But if you engage, then you're stuck with this, like, 100% chance of dying.
Basically, yeah.
Like,
there's not much to the combat. It's like an overhead view, and then you're on one side, and their ships, it's more than one, are on their side. And, like, you can either click somewhere on the map and move there, or click them and shoot. Well, that's it.
Well, there's other stuff if you get, like, different, like...
You have to collect stuff, though.
Right. But at least in the free version, if you're going to go back to your starting part in the time you have before you start losing points, there's no time to collect anything.
Yeah, there's not enough time to play this. Like, yeah. Okay, now... How many times did you play that before you got pissed? Because all you do is you start a new game, fly to two or three places before you have to fight somebody, and then you just die where you didn't stand a chance in the combat at all.
Four.
Okay. That's about what I did, too. About four or five times.
The first one I didn't even get to fight. Like, I didn't even know fighting was part of it at first.
Okay. And you told me, so I knew right off the bat. I think it was four or five times I made it through that, and only until my last run-through... And it's random. The worlds it generates, the universe, whatever it is, are random. Which is kind of cool. If the game was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. So, I got lucky, I think. And I got this cloaking device, somehow. And I got into combat after that. And I noticed I had a new option in combat, said cloak. I hit cloak. The enemy could not see me at all. Awesome, I'm not going to die in 2 seconds. Well, I can't shoot it because I'm cloaked.
Yeah.
I have a ram option, which you have anyway, even if you're uncloaked. But you never get close enough because they just smoke you. And so I hit ram while I was invisible, and I could ram the dudes. So I actually won a fight. It was like our first one that we won. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into another fight and got incredibly smoked.
Well, that's the best part. You
oh, I
killed the main guy, and then his little tiny like drone things smoked
you. Whooped my ass. Like it wasn't even a combat. It's just, it's terrible.
I think, like, I don't know, maybe the real version does not have that uberly small time frame for the quest. Or maybe you finish that quest and start a new one. Maybe you even finish that quest and start a new one in this.
I don't think so. What I read, it sounded like that was it.
Okay. But, like, if you could have time to start collecting some stuff before you engaged in enemy combat... It could actually get pretty easy, because maybe you can cloak here, and now you have a warp feature, woo!
Right. You could upgrade your ship.
Yeah.
You could get little items and stuff off of other aliens, and you could trade shit with them.
That's why I say this might just be misunderstood, and maybe the fat version is a lot better.
Yeah, it must be, because it actually won some kind of a game award thing.
Yeah.
You know, as like homebrew games, whatever, it won.
Yeah, get a couple ships on your side.
Right, you can have fleets of guys. It sounds like it could have been so cool, and it probably looked like one of the most promising games that we played today, and it was such a colossal letdown. Just crap. The demo sucked.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that was just misunderstood.
Yeah, I would, and you know what? The graphics were great though.
Yeah,
they really were, and the sound was even nice. I liked the spacey music. You know, I dug it. I mean, the game had such potential. Weird Worlds. Then we played a game called Secret Mario Chronicles.
Or Mario.
It's Mario. Mario Chronicles. About a 27 meg download. SecretMario.org. It's SecretMario.org. MARYO.org.
This game is a major letdown.
It was. It had potential.
The music is awesome. It's remixed or something. It's
music. It's because it's not. I haven't heard it before. I don't think I've heard that anywhere before.
Mm-hmm.
The music is very good. The graphics.
They have their own style. They're very interesting.
7.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
The graphics are nice. They really are. I mean, they're not perfect.
No.
The little Koopa guys could use a little work. They're kind of white on one side for some reason. The Goombas need graphics or something. We were just seeing silhouettes of Goombas for some reason.
It's like a brown splotch in the shape of a Goomba.
Of a Goomba, yeah. It was kind of weird. But as far as Mario, he was well animated. The world itself, well animated. Everything was pretty well done.
It was nice to watch.
Yeah.
And listen to.
And laugh at somebody who tried to control those horrible controls. Now, you've got you can use up, down, left, right arrow keys.
Right.
And up jumps, pressing down ducks, left and right moves you. And you can use a controller. I use the controller. Oh, and spacebar, you said, shoots fireballs?
Yes, spacebar shoots.
Your gonorrhea balls. Comes out of his wing. And then, yeah, you can use a controller, but, like, your analog stick is up, you know, or jump. So it's terrible.
It's the same thing. You might as well just use the controller.
Right. It was actually better with a keyboard.
Right.
Now, this is what kills this game and makes it completely unplayable. It's that bad.
The worst part is not even the fact that you're up and down and left and right and that's it, because that's really all you have anyway.
Right.
Whether it's jump button or
right.
up.
You could totally joy to key that into playability,
right.
I think. Yeah.
The problem is how truly sensitive he is.
Right.
Like you move just a little tiny. You press the forward button just once, just tap it, and he flies off.
Yeah, it's like you're on at a full sprint run on Super Mario Bros. 1 when you're small, all the time. No matter if you're going from a dead standstill one square over, he just hauls ass. And I could not control it.
Yeah, it's just too tough.
I
couldn't get past the second world. You made it to the third one, the third level.
No, did I?
Barely, but yeah.
Barely, yeah. It was bad. It was bad. It wasn't even worth playing after I died and lost. My turns were up. It wasn't worth it. Just because trying to fight with controls that bad killed it. That was...
Yeah. If they fixed the controls a little bit, added a little more buttons, like added a run and walk button... And gave a little more controllability. It would actually be pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it would be a lot of fun to play. I mean, and especially because it looks so good, and you're right, the music was, and you were singing it afterwards. Jesus, that Secret Mario Chronicles.
No, I was singing the other one.
Oh, was it?
I got stuck in my head. Yeah. I can't remember where the hell it came from.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Then we tried this game called Brutal Chess. This was a 4.6 megabyte download version. 0.3 alpha.
Yeah.
Now, I saw this, and I thought, wow, I've always wanted a nice, simple, plain chess game. And Chessmaster doesn't do that for me.
No?
Chessmaster is, like, brutal.
You can have it on different settings.
Yeah, but I don't like it. I also didn't like the way it operates. Like, your pieces don't move or, like, glow. There was something, like, it was really hard for me to tell what I was picking up all the time. Now, I haven't played one since, like, 6,000 or 7,000 or something, though.
Right.
I'm sure they're much better now, but they also cost a lot.
Do they even make them anymore?
Yeah, there's 10,000.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. So, this one called Brutal Chess, supposed to be, what did you say? It was a remake of Battle Chess?
Battle Chess from 1988.
Okay. But this has actually, like, fat graphics, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as chess goes, this looks beautiful, I think. And
even the thing we have, it's 4.6 megs.
Yeah.
There's not a lot there.
Right.
But it's very pretty.
But it's chess. It's playable. It's free. You don't have 27 different boards to pick from. You don't have a million different chess sets to pick from.
You're going to, though, I think.
Right. Now, we saw that on the website yesterday, there was an update for the version 0.4 alpha. And it already had, like, video game characters as the pieces, like Sonic.
And they're going to actually, like, be brutal to each other.
Right. They're supposed to fight and whatnot. Yeah, not just playing. Yeah, like, now it's just, like, regular chess. Yeah.
Full-on regular chess.
Yeah, which is cool, though. Like, it's still fully playable. I don't think you even had to install it. You just had to unzip the damn thing and run it, and bam, you were off. Mm-hmm. And that's nice to me. I like that. A nice, quick, simple chess game. There was, like, no save feature. There was no weird, funky menu. You click the executable, bam. You're on the chessboard, and it's your move.
You might keep this.
You know, yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to, you know, I mean, hey, if I want to just sit down for some, you know, a quick game of chess or whatever, or a long game or whatever, this is the one to have because it's simple. It's not like it's a huge resource hog or anything. It's just a quick chess game, which is way cool. So I don't know how much improvement they want to do on the artificial intelligence, but it's, I mean, God, I don't know. It's chess, and it's done well. It's pretty. I like it. I liked it a lot. Now, we, just for fun, we played this called New Wolf. It's a Wolfenstein 3D OpenGL hack, basically. It kind of just ups the quality ever so slightly. It's not the kind of thing that you would really want to play on a daily basis, though. It's not like it makes it that much better.
It's not like it puts it in Doom 3 graphics.
Right, right. But for a 320K download, that's not bad.
If you like Wolfenstein 3D and...
Yeah, there's no reason you wouldn't have this. There was actually a 510K high-res texture pack, which may not be so high-res. I'm joking. It's 510K. But, you know... It helped a lot, actually, because the other thing this requires is Wolfenstein 3D, the old full version. It's newwolf.sf.net.
It is just textures and, like, this is not the actual game.
Right. So you're going to have to go ahead and it'll load the WAD files or whatever for you. And we were playing around with it and thought it was funny. We were making fun of it and everything, thinking, my God, this doesn't, you know, it barely improved anything, if anything at all. This is shit. It looks like it just blurred stuff. Well, then Kobar says, does the original one run? And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's take a look. So I was able to fire up original Wolfenstein 3D without the OpenGL stuff. And I'll tell you what, they did major improvements to this game. So, yes, it really does help the graphics quite a bit. Doesn't help the gameplay. Doesn't add features like NetPlay or anything cool. Yeah. It basically just kind of makes, you know, your video card run the game. And believe me, you can get a solid whatever frames per second it is that you want to fucking try to get out of this game. It worked perfectly fine. Not much to say other than that. I mean, it's Wolfenstein 3D. That's about it.
Yeah, just a little prettier.
Yeah. Now, I actually didn't play this, so knock yourself out. This was actually also the largest of the games that we downloaded.
I barely played this either. I couldn't. This is called Doofus. It's a French MMO, although it's in English. I mean, it's not like it's from France.
Right.
About
a 65 meg download or so.
It's an MMO of sorts, but it's the gameplay, the combat and whatnot is like Advance Wars, that sort of thing. Or what's the fantasy one that just flew out of my head?
Warcraft?
No.
It's Disciples?
Not, it's not RTS. It's not nothing like that.
Heroes?
No. Well, you have the grids. It's like the strategy RPG thing.
Okay.
Like Advance Wars. And
right.
And
there's a lot of games like that, though.
Okay.
Well, I can't think of a fantasy one that's...
Fire Emblem!
Oh. Okay.
There we go. It was on the tip of my tongue.
Doofus.com. D-O-F-U-S.
The problem is, like, I was fighting my first little dude, and the binding box to actually click on him, because it's real time. It's not even turn-based. So you gotta be sitting there clicking stuff, and the binding box to click on the dude, your enemy, to say yes, do this, is like 6 pixels wide, I swear to God. I'm sitting there getting beat on, trying to actually, like, move my mouse over there to get the guy, because I think it's also flash-based.
Oh, okay.
It looks pretty. It's free for the, like, cut version.
Right, like,
you only
get
so high level, and you can only do so many things. But you can take as much damn time as you want doing it.
Real quick, the streams are getting cut off right about here. There's probably about another good 15 minutes of the show after this, that we're maybe even more than that, actually. It'll be up on the website, hwhq.com. And you have to listen, because we do have one game in here that's an absolute fucking gem. The last one on the list there. I think it's fucking amazing.
The only one that's actually truly
worth it. It's the only one out of all of these I kept, actually. I did delete the chess one, I remember, just because I was in the habit of cleaning up after myself.
Right.
After installing all this crap. But, so, yeah, I didn't get a chance to play it. It didn't even look... Like, the graphics on the site were cool. It was the nice anime, yeah, drawn stuff. I was all into it. And it was one of the ones I pulled because I thought it looked neat. But I didn't get a chance to try it. Now I'm, like, terrified of checking it out.
It's not.
It's just crap, huh?
Yeah.
Crapola.
I would not even recommend wasting the time trying to find this, let alone download it and play it.
Ouch! I think we better throw that one out, then. Well, we've got another game that kind of blows.
It's same thing, in my opinion.
Glest. G-L-E-S-T. It's a 3D real-time strategy game. 51 megabyte download. GLEST.org.
If this is totally free...
Though it looked, yeah. There was nowhere on there that it said you to pay for it. I didn't see.
The graphics are pretty nice, considering that.
They weren't bad.
No.
They weren't bad. There was no zooming in. Think of the picture, you know, I mean, it's every other RTS game. It looks just like everything else with a crap-ass interface.
It felt like it was alpha, and yet it was version 2.0. That's the real problem I had. It was clunky. The interface was not very intuitive. Everything had this like red tinge to it, like, yeah, it was, like you couldn't click it.
Right.
And I thought I couldn't. I didn't even try. It looked like it was so bad.
The map in the upper left hand corner up there, like too easily like obscured by anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like you all of a sudden wouldn't be able to see your map.
It gets way too dark at nighttime.
Oh yeah, you couldn't see a goddamn thing when it turned to be night.
I understand. It's nighttime. You want to make it look like night. You want like realism or whatever you want. Gameplay, people.
But you can't just have a dark screen.
Yeah,
you know?
You have to be able to see.
It's a video game, not an audio game. Right. The pathing was absolutely crap.
Mm-hmm.
The pathing was fucking horrible.
Like babysit, and even then sometimes.
Dude, I couldn't even get a guy around the tree. And remember my golem guy, and I'm like clicking,
mm-hmm,
like I don't know how he even got inside of like this area of trees, and to save my life I could not get him out. It's fully single player. There's no like net play here, nothing.
No.
It makes you play by yourself. You hit new game, and if you try to add more than one human player, it changes it to CPU. I thought I had four players at one point, and I wound up with one other computer guy. I don't know why it changed the map.
Because you changed the map. And
oh, and it just started rotating through.
Went
back
to default.
Okay. There was something about it that I thought was cool, but now I can't remember what it was. It was not very cool. It was just kind of cool,
I guess.
Oh, it was on the maps. The guy had a bunch of maps. There was a lot of maps. Like, not a fuckload of maps, but there was like 10 or so,
yeah,
which was cool. So, clearly he has an editor that works for this game. Now, if he could just work on the interface and the rest of the gameplay, it could be fun. It very well could be a very fun game.
Especially for free, it looks like it's on the right track. It just feels alpha.
Yeah, it's yeah.
It's just clunky, and then the people are missing something.
Yes, yeah. It's, I don't know. I don't want to slam it too hard, but Jesus God.
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying, they're working on it. It's not like this is a final version of it, though. But you would think it was based on the version number.
Yeah, you think it would be, like, quite a bit more
You'd
than
think
final.
It would be fat, right, yeah. Like, they've been working on it, balance issues are worked out now, you know.
It was final, and then there was at least 10 patches of
fixes and shit, yeah. Right. You could even group your dudes. Like, you could highlight them all and then control one it and put them in control group one. But then, like, I remember I clicked off on my group and told them to walk somewhere because I wanted to go explore. They disappeared. Like, I don't know what happened to them. If they got killed and I wasn't looking or what? Like, I sent them to go walk somewhere thinking I wouldn't run into the enemy. I went back to my town to look around, you know, try to get a feel for it. There was three resources. Ore, gold, and energy or something like that. It was
stone, wood, and ore.
Oh,
and,
there was
gold.
Wood? Oh, okay.
And then there's energy, but those are just kind of like things you plop down.
I think that was a population thing then.
Yeah, that was like a farm.
Right, right.
For the race that we were playing. Because there's
right.
The technological dudes and the magic dudes.
Right. So then, like, my dudes, I wanted to see where they went. I couldn't find them on the map. You can't scroll the map either. The little mini-map, if you click on it, it just zooms there. Like, you just, bam, you're there. You can't, like, hold it and scroll around.
Mm.
You just have to, like, click on the map, and it kind of jumps around. You got to have it so you can click and hold and scroll around your map. And I lost my guys. I don't know what the fuck happened to them. I don't remember hearing them get in combat, and I sent out a group of, like, five dudes, and they just disappeared. I don't know if I walked off the edge of the map or what.
I was sending out a couple dudes, and I, like, babysat them and took them around. And I walked up against a group of, like, two or three dudes, and they just wasted me.
Oh, shit. Then my guys probably got killed.
And they were all the golem ones, weren't they?
I don't know what they had. I didn't even see an army.
Who are you?
No. I only had one of those, and he was a town stuck in a tree.
They're not golem dudes. The guys with, the cleavers that the chick summoned.
Oh, I had, like, three of those, and then I had something else. And the chick. And I lost them all. I had about four or five guys.
HP.
Yeah, God, I guess I got smoked. I don't know what happened. It sucked, though. And I was just not impressed with that very much. It needs quite a... Maybe by version 75.3, it'll work. It'll be better. Glest, GLEST.org. Now, the shining star in this pile here of games was a game called... And it's kind of unfair, I think, that this game was so good. Because none of their idea... Well, okay. 95% of this game wasn't really their idea.
Right.
They flat out stole it from Nintendo. It's called Super Mario Blue Twilight DX. It's about a 25 or 24-ish megabyte download. I can't exactly remember. And may Jesus be with you when you try to get to the website. Here's the fucking story. I don't even remember how I came across this, but I found the website. blazefire.mooglecavern.com/secret, that's SEKRIT, /mween, like Mario Halloween, mween. And, I got there this morning at 8 o'clock, was able to download version 1.04.1. Managed to not play it all day, Kobar shows up, we're fooling around, and I'm like, dude, let's check this out. So he goes to the same website, and it won't pull up. So I think, you're retarded. I pull it up on my machine again. And he can't pull it up on his again. We check the spelling, and it doesn't work. We try a tiny URL, it doesn't work. I try fucking Internet Explorer. Now that's the weird part.
You use different caches, don't you?
Yes. And I used Firefox this morning, because I never fucking use Explorer. Yeah. So we tried.
Think about that.
Yeah, I used Explorer. Right, this whole story doesn't make any sense. I used Explorer and it pulled right up. Then I went to so that's an XP Pro and an XP Pro machine. One can get it, one can't. We're on the same IP address because we're on the same place right now. I got a Linux box here that can't get there, and an XP Home box over there, hers, that can't get there.
Mm-hmm.
Tatenti, who's in Norway, can get there, but Oberon, who's in England, can't get there. So I don't know what the fuck happened. Now, Tatenti solved this for us because I used his Norwegian DNS server and I was able to pull up the fucking website again.
Oh, but you have to say, you deleted the Firefox cache.
Oh, right.
And it didn't work.
And then I couldn't get there again.
You deleted the
Internet Explorer one.
Cache and it wouldn't work all of a sudden either, but you never went there but the first time when it wasn't working.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know how the fuck that works. I don't know. Something is very bizarre. So if you can find this game, may God be with you, because I hope you can. In fact, I might even just put it up for download on the website. Just because it's that hard to get.
And if it's freeware, then it can't get me.
Right, yeah, they're not going to care, and it's worth it. Of all the things we played today, I kept this on my box because I hella plan on playing this game. Now here's the deal. It's a whole 7 levels of Super Mario. It's got 4 hidden levels also, so we're looking at 11 levels. It has unlockables. Mm-hmm. When you beat all 7, you get to unlock some special features, I guess, or maybe it's all 11, I'm not sure. And then if you beat, there's a commentary and shit, there's deleted scenes and levels and shit like that too. Then there's things you can collect in each level, secret little hidden star coins or some shit. When you get all those, you unlock something else. It detects your controller. Now, this was an issue because I'm playing the game and I'm using an Xbox 360 controller, and the default controls kind of suck. There's no changing that. You can use a keyboard and a keyboard if you want, or a joystick. It even looked like it was 2-player. Might have been 4-player. Yeah, I don't know. Remember it had other boxes for other people? Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, it was, pretty well put together. And, anyway, the default controls for the controller, they're different per controller. So, of course, in the Xbox 360 control, they suck ass. I whipped out Joy 2 Keys, Joytokey, go look it up. It's awesome, it's so worth it. I was able to remap the keyboard keys to my controller and make this game 100% playable. Originally, I had to use the analog stick, and I just didn't do it. And the keys were backwards on that controller. They were backwards of what Mario keys were. So that had to change. So I got it to finally, it took about a good 25 minutes of fiddling with it, to use the D-pad and put the keys in the order that you want. And the game is all of a sudden mega fat. It's based on, like, Halloween theme, though. Mm-hmm. So it's all kind of scary. You're fighting kind of scarier things and a lot of ghosts and whatnot. But it plays like they took a little bit of Mario 64 and 2D'd it, mm-hmm. right? You've got the power thing, like you had hit points.
Right.
You've got the voices. Mm-hmm. And you've got the wall jumps.
And the triple
the
jump.
The triple jump. It's really fucking cool. I mean, they did a hell of a good job with it. To make a 2D version of what seems like Mario 64, it was really cool. The levels were well thought out, and they were not... This was probably my favorite part. It was easy to pick up and play this game once I got the controls down, you know? Mm-hmm. But I could only get to level 3. Okay. And that's because this game offered... actual, hold on to your seats, kids, challenge. This game gives you 3 lives. You've got 7 levels. You can get extra men by picking up 100 coins, you know. I mean, it's fucking Mario Brothers. But...
and the green mushrooms.
And the green mushrooms, right, right. You've got to get all that. But, like, if you don't, you suck, and you're going to die. Now, at the end of, like, was it the second or third level? Second level, I think. The boss fight.
I think it was the end of the third.
I think it was the end of the second level. I think it was the end of the second level.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Because I barely got to the third and then died, like, right away, and that was my last man. Right, okay, so at the end of the second level, you got to fight this boss, Big Boo. And everybody knows who that is if you've ever played the game. The graphics, by the way, are, like, they're straight ripped off the Super Nintendo, it
Not
looks
Big
like.
Not Big Boo, though.
No, he was, like...
because he's different, because the gameplay of fighting the boss, Big Boo, is not anything that's in any other Mario.
Right. Any Mario game, right, right. It looked like it was, like, hand-drawn by them. I mean, it was really good.
But it was well done. It was
right. It looked like
the guy that drew it did a good
totally
job.
Totally legit. They even gave him a heart. So, yeah, that was all not from a Mario game. But anyway, what I found... okay, oh, also, you get bunny ears. And you can kind of float. Instead of, like, a raccoon tail... they give you, like, a bunny ear, like you know, it's Halloween, so, you know, Mario gets to be a bunny or whatever. So, yeah, as gay as that may sound, it, you know, it's pretty fun when you're playing, though, and you can kind of float down with it and whatnot. And so, anyway, one of the really cool things, I mean, it took me a couple tries to get through one of the levels. There was only one bug that I ran into during the second level. I got stuck on a platform that kept bouncing me up, and I couldn't move, so I had to just exit. But that didn't happen after that, so I don't know if it was just like a random bug or I hit that thing just right to screw myself or what. So anyway, I get to the boss fight. Now, and I really wanted to talk about this because I had a lot of fun. I mean, up until this point, it was just Mario Brothers. You know, it was just different levels. Well, I got to this boss fight, and what you've got is a Big Boo floating around, and there's these 3 big-ass windows behind him with curtains over him. And you have one of those little bouncy deals, the little spring jobs that Mario can jump on and get boosted way up in the sky. And there's a platform on the top of the windows that you can run across if you can boost up there. And there's 2 holes in the ceiling that you can go through to get up there. All the while, Big Boo's floating in between, like the ceiling and the floor, and he's trying to block you from bouncing up there. And then every now and again he shoots like these green fireball things at you. And you boost up there, and then there's little... pop things you stomp on, those little green things that would change coins to blocks, and vice versa. And there's also ghosts up there that hurt you if you jump too high or get hit when they swoop down. So when you jump up there, when you get launched up there, I mean, you have to jump on one of these popper things, and it opens up the window. And it, like, opens up the window in front of him, and, like, as far as it seemed like we could tell anyway, it looked like that was the key to hurting this guy. You couldn't just jump on his head. You had to open the window, and he would, like... become translucent, and you can see his heart. Mm-hmm. Then you would jump down from the ceiling, and then smash his heart from underneath. Right, yeah. And you would do a considerable amount of damage. Like, you probably had to do it 4 or 5 times. And he had a health bar, even. It's like, so you could see how far along you were. It was really fun. Not only was it, like, I mean, it was frustrating to the point where I was like, God damn this, you cheap son of a bitch, like I used to do back in the day, and get all angry and involved, and that's a good time. That means I'm not only challenged, but I'm having fun, because I'm not just stomping through a game, and I'm just sitting there going, drooling on myself. This was actually fun. And, We both got into it, though. Yeah. And I think that was even cooler, because, like, I may have had the control in my hands, but you're like, oh, look at this, and that does that, and go over here. And, like, it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It was damn sweet.
I need anyone who checks this game out, when they get to the third level, to email us and tell me where the hell that song came from. The song that they use in the third level.
Right, and it's worth it. Everybody, I would highly suggest you go out and download this game. This is now, the guy who did this, I guess, made a couple other games, basically ripping off the characters and the gameplay style. And we didn't actually get a chance to check all, you know, any of those really out. Like,
yeah,
we played
a couple Sonic games. And
yeah, we saw the Shadow one really quick, but I was having issues with it and stuff. Basically, it was mainly control problems, though, again. But I didn't fuck around with the controls, mainly from time constraints. We had to do the show.
Right.
So it's possible I'm going to revisit this guy's work, because his work is actually really fun, and there were some cool ideas in there, and I actually can't wait to play some more of this Mario game. I'm actually really looking forward to it. It's called Super Mario Blue Twilight DX. Now, the official site was blazefire.tk, but there was, like, no download there. Or was it version 1.3, or was older or something, or 1.03 or something?
No, I'm not quite sure.
Well, anyway, the game you're looking for is Super Mario Blue Twilight DX. The version that I had that was like the newest one, I assume, because I didn't see any more, was 1.04.1. And if you need a DNS server that works, try 193.71.1.2.
It's Norway, but hey.
But hey, you know, it'll delay your downloading for just a little bit, but it will work. I mean, it'll be a little slow to pull pages and whatnot, but you'll get your download and then just go back to whatever the hell you were using, or default or whatever. If you don't know how, don't ask us, because I'm not going to walk you through it. Maybe I'll post a little graphic thing on the website of how to do it if you're a noob. So anyway, that game was sweet.
It'd be easier just to throw it up on the site if you're going to do that.
The IP address of it?
No. Game itself.
Oh, then, yeah, you're probably right.
You're gonna deal with making pictures.
Pictures and trying to help people. Yeah, you're right. People are fucking useless. You're right. Okay. you know, I went and saw Silent Hill in the theater this week.
Yeah?
It wasn't my idea. I was dragged. And, I didn't like it. Now, I want to ask you first, what are the chances of you going to theater to see this movie?
Me?
Yeah.
None.
Okay. It's Silent Hill. It's based on Silent Hill, the video game series. And it takes place in Silent Hill. But the storyline has nothing to do with, I guess, any of the other games.
Mm.
But they show you places that you saw in the game. You know, so it'd be like, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
It's like another installment that you don't play.
Right. You know, like, you know, and you see familiar things. Like, you're obviously in the same place. You know, like, they're walking on the street and you see, like, you know, Bob's Barbershop. That was in all the games. You walked past it. Now, one of the things I noticed while I was watching it, though, was other than the 15 people that were in the theater and 9 of them playing with their cell phones because the movie was so boring, was that a lot of the camera angles, I noticed this when I was there, and I said, that's weird. This looks almost, the camera angle they shot the scene at was so bad. It was almost like it belongs in a video game. And I started thinking, I bet some of those shots are from Silent Hill. You know, from one or another of the games, they probably had a couple shots in there. From, you know, taken at that angle, just so the fans can go, oh, hey, look at how cool that looks. The special effects are pretty good. The creatures look pretty good, you know. The place looked pretty good. They did a good job with making it look real, right. Anyway. They really
sure
did.
It looked like it from the trailer.
Yeah, and they really did. They nailed that part of it. But what didn't get me, and it was interesting at first. Oh, no. I take that back. It was interesting about 20-some-odd minutes in for 10 minutes. Yeah, it was bizarre. At first, it's boring as all sin. You don't know what's going on. You don't care. This little girl is, like, seeing things.
Right.
And she keeps saying, Silent Hill, Silent Hill, Silent Hill. She's, like, adopted. So the parents want to take her to Silent Hill. Or at least the mom does. So she takes her to Silent Hill. And it's supposed to get all kinds of exciting when you get there. And at first, it's kind of mysterious. You're in this town that was shut down. There's nobody out on the street. It's creepy. It rains ash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's kind of creepy at first. But then it's like everything falls apart. You know, there was a coal fire, so that would explain the ash. And there's people there. And it just seems kind of bizarre. My biggest problem with the movie, I'll just cut to the chase here, was that for 7/8 of the movie, you don't know what the fuck is going on? I mean, like, okay, you're following the story that the girl's lost, wandering around the town, the mom's looking for her. That gets pretty boring. She only has, like, maybe three run-ins with things that kind of threaten her life. Mm-hmm. The acting from the two chicks in the movie, by the way, is horrible. It's bad. It was bad. I mean, there were scenes where I couldn't... It sounded like it belonged in you know, a bad translated game.
Nice.
It was weird. It was just like, you had this badass cop chick person who was supposed to be badass anyway, and then she was, like, totally helpless at the first sign of a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, this housewife mom, like, whoops this thing, or something. There was something that set me off. I remember this scene where it was kind of weird, though. It was like she ended up, like, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Like, this badass cop with guns and shit versus the housewife. But then after that, she was the total pussy. And the cop was, like, the all burly one. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense, you know? Hmm. What the fuck? But it was like, and the whole scene was really bad, though. It was like, are you okay? Yes, I am fine now. Thank you very much. It was bad.
No.
It was crazy. It was not, like, oh, it fucked me up so bad. So, I don't know. There was three, okay, oh. So, and then, and 10 minutes before the end of the movie, they dropped the story on you. Like, okay, you've sat through it. Here's what happened. And then you watch the past. They show you back in the day everything that happened. So now you're caught up and up to speed, and you saw the recent events. Now we can end the movie really quick here with some really bad, like, horror movie mojo.
Huh.
And it was just, like, that was terrible. Like, you could have shown... Like, this movie could have been, like, 20 minutes long, and it would have been way better. So I was not happy with it. There was three cool parts in the movie. I wrote them down. Oh, you know what else was great?
Hmm.
In the very beginning, in the part where you're still kind of interested, because she gets there, loses her daughter, she's wandering around, you don't know what's going on still, and it's dark, and it, like, gets all black at nighttime, and there's these creepy guys crawling around at night. She whips out a Zippo. Like, she doesn't smoke. There's no reason she should have this thing. She just so happens to have a fully charged up Zippo with her, which I thought was bizarre. It, you know.
Is it like from the game, maybe?
I asked.
Someone uses Zippo as a torch?
No, I guess they had a flashlight. That's what I thought. I thought they had, you know, I even asked, and she said, no, there's a flashlight. So I thought, boy, that's kind of dumb. And she just, like, whips it out like she always had it with her, and there's, like, it never showed up before in the movie either. You know what I mean? Like, she just had this item for some reason. They never showed anybody smoking that. There's no reason that she would even have that. And it was like, wow, what a great thing that you just happened to... Okay, what if it was in the car? You just decided to pick that up and take it with you because you might need to burn something down while you're out there? It didn't make any sense at all. Her car was great because she had a video game car. She got into an accident, like, in the beginning. She crashed her car. Not a scratch on it. It was beautiful.
Well, it was a real car.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. It was a real car.
It was like a Toyota or something.
Yeah, exactly. It was. It was a real car, so it's invincible, you know? I just thought that was kind of stupid, too. And then, like, the ending was, like, really, like, let's wrap this up as quick as we possibly can.
You know, I find horror movies do that a lot.
Yeah. Like, there's a room full of people, and they all die without putting up a fight. And they just, I don't know, it was bad. I did not like this movie at all.
Hmm.
Now, the three saving graces of this movie, or, okay, not even, they did not save this movie. The three only points of this movie that I thought were cool was, this dude, this big old burly guy with, like, a pyramid thing on his head, he's kind of weird, rips the skin off of some chick, as if it was, like, a dress, which was way cool. Just to see this, like, flopping skin. Like, he holds her up with one hand, grabs her chest with the other hand, and just pulls it off. That was cool.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was neat. The hot, undead nurse chicks was kind of cool.
Mm.
And I don't know why. They were just, like, a pack of hot nurses. But they were all, like, yeah, disfigured and creepy. They're, like, they're weird, though. Like you couldn't see their faces, though. They had, like, rags over them or towels or something wrapped around them. But they had, like, the little nurse hat and the short nurse skirt and tight chest area, you know, a really, really short nurse skirt. And it was kind of hot. I need help.
There you go.
And that was kind of neat, though. And I guess they were actually in the video game, too. Mm. And they acted just like they did in the game. So I don't know. Maybe that just, it was the only good thing in the movie because it probably came straight from the game, I guess. And then at the end of it, this guy gets squeezed to death, which I thought was kind of neat, too. It was just kind of like, I mean, it was like a two-second, wow, that was kind of cool. And I mean, oh, I almost fell asleep. People in the theater are playing with their cell phones more than they were watching the movie. It was bad. And a lot of people, well, okay, I know at least one person liked it, and I see people online defending it, mm-hmm. and they've played the game. So I don't know if I'm just missing out because, like, I'm not all jacked up on, oh, hey, that was a cool scene from the game.
Right.
It didn't make it a good movie, though. You know?
Well, a movie has to have, like, it has to play to the fans.
I gotta see Doom. Game. I gotta see Doom.
You haven't seen Doom?
No. I'm a huge Doom fan. I like it more than any other first-person shooter.
I'll bring that with me, too, next time.
Oh, you have that movie, too? Oh, cool. Yeah, I gotta see that. No matter... I know I heard it's terrible, but I gotta see it, though.
Have you seen her with the DVD obsession?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You gotta like every new movie, yeah. Whether it sucks or not. Yeah. 2 stars! Gotta have it.
She skips, like, maybe 2 of them a month.
Jesus. Now...
No, I don't need that one.
Ebert, I saw, gave this movie a 1.5 out of his 4 or 5 stars or whatever it is, and I thought at first, he's insane. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And I remember reading over his, you know, Roger and Ebert, Siskel and Ebert guy, and I thought, this guy's just a tool. He doesn't know, you know.
80 years old.
Right, you know, never played a video game since Pong. But I thought his review was still interesting because he was able to look at it from the perspective of a movie.
Right.
And so I kind of valued his opinion on it more than I would, you know, some fanboy on IGN or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. And I think he was right. I really do. As far as a movie goes, out of the $8.75 this cost, I'd say it's about a dollar. It's bad.
Nice.
Yeah. There was no reason to watch this movie at all. None. I didn't like it. I thought it was terrible.
Well, I won't be seeing it.
Well, I'm sure when it comes out, you'll own it.
Oh, sure.
And you'll have to get your fill then. But next week, we should have Blood Rain to review.
Mm.
And some more pile of crap games that we will find the gem in. Do you see how hard we work for you guys? And I'm sure there's some other good stuff. Oh, the closing track. Hey, I actually know what it is ahead of time this time. Tatenti gave it to me, and he ripped it out of a video from... Shit. What was it called now? AkumaCombos.com, I think.
Oh.
Website, AkumaCombos.com, I think, and they basically take badass combos from fighting games, 2D fighting games, and make videos that are like 10 minutes long, and of just people whooping ass, which is kind of cool, but the music in the particular video that he showed me was really nice, and then he already ripped out the music, and so we're going to use that, and I have no way to give anybody credit because it doesn't say it, so I don't know. Alrighty.
Later.
Bye.